Kick FM.
Okay, so we're here at the Molyneux Stadium with Phil Vickery, a well-known TV star, and he's here today to talk to us about healthy eating in schools, and this is the whole reason for why we're here at this event today in Wolverhampton. So if you can talk to us about what you're here to do and say to the young people and the public today.
Well, originally it was, as you already said, about healthy food and eating properly, and if you've got children, like I have, and you say to your children, oh, you've got to eat this and you've got to eat that, then straight away you're in trouble. So you have to look at it from a completely different angle. And I think one of the things I'm going to say today to the kids is, and the teachers and the parents here, that good food doesn't have to be boring food. It can be a nice food. It just doesn't have to be spinach and deep-fried kohlrabi. It can be, you know, very healthy and very interesting. The other thing to say to the young kids today is that one of the reasons that I'm here is because I worked very hard as a young chef, and you only get in life what you prepare to put in. So I'm going to give a little speech about my life, how hard it was. But the other side of that is that if you work hard, you do get the good rewards.
Yeah, and there are still schools out there at this moment in time that don't have any healthy eating.
Sadly, you hear a lot of that, and Jeanette's here to talk about that as well. And it's essential that we address these problems now. The problem I've got is that it's all well and good people going in gung-ho saying, yeah, we're going to change this, yeah, we're going to change that, but it doesn't work that way. I think it's much more of a slowly approach, and you can't change things overnight. And so I'd much rather focus on the fact that saying to kids, look, this is great food, these ingredients, when you go on holiday, you must see lovely stuff, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you can't rush that change. It's going to take years. It's going to take probably 20 years, I think. Yeah.
And how do you think you can push the younger people towards
you
eating
can't push
healthy?
Them. You, that's it, you can't push. No, you have to lead them. You have to lead them on the way. I mean, one of the things I used when I was a kid with my children was, one of my sons didn't eat any vegetables, OK? But what he did love was mashed potato. Okay. So what we did was we applied flavour profiles to the mash that he liked to start with. So he'd eat your 50% there straight away, and he would try things. And you know what, kids, as they grow older, they do tend to mature in their flavour profiles. And I'm a great believer of what Heston Blumenthal says. If you set flavour profiles in a child's mind at 18 months, and if you miss that 18 months to 2 years, then I think you're in trouble. So it's about having a balanced diet at that point. And I'm quite controversial, because I do say, if your child doesn't eat food that you want to eat, 9 times out of 10 it's the parent's fault. Nobody else is. So when people say to me, oh, my Jimmy won't eat spinach, well, that's fine, but it's introducing that early enough for them to understand. It doesn't work with all children, but a lot of the time it's... And if you say to a child, right, Jimmy, do you want Coca-Cola or spinach? What's he going to say?
So
exactly. So you don't offer choice too much as well. But you lead them, you don't force them, otherwise you've got no chance.
Okay, well, Phil Vickery, thank you very much for having the chat to us.
Kick FM. Kick FM. Kick FM.